systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, March 17th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Yes, episode 324. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Wednesday night. Hey. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy wishes to the saint of going out and getting completely wasted and having sex with someone you're going to regret the next morning.
I didn't even happy notice that it was St. Patrick's Day until I got online.
I didn't either. I was like,
go drink green beer.
Do what? I have to go to work? Okay, then that right there means it's not really a real holiday. Is it in remembrance of a saint? Well, then that's strike two, not a real holiday.
Yeah. Are
the banks closed? Strike three, sorry. I just don't give a shit.
I really don't care either.
If it was more like pot is green, there was the saint of marijuana or something, maybe I'd be a little more into it because I love smoking weed. I'm not into drinking that much. Beer, I cannot stand. I do not drink beer ever. You will never see me drink beer. It's not something I do. Alcohol, not even really that into unless it's whiskey. And I don't even like it that much.
I think it was a long time ago, an episode of The Simpsons or something. They showed Ireland before they discovered beer.
Yeah, it was all like perfect and utopia.
Like they're all like the amazing, like ahead of our time, like by a billion years scientists and shit. They're like, hey, O'Reilly brewed up this concoction in his basement, and like everybody's loving it, and like,
and then like
they all just get naked and like, woo!
Fast forward like a month,
you just made hops and barley and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I don't know.
Forward a month, and they're all like at each other's throat.
I know, right?
You fucked my sister. That's me that's supposed to fuck her, you motherfucker.
I know. I love that episode. It was great.
Yeah. I was never really that into The Simpsons, but yeah, they did have a few good episodes here and there.
That one was definitely a good one.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us. You guys should be out fucking getting wasted and partying, but hey, fuck all that shit, right? It's overrated.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it. If it ain't a jam hole party, it ain't a party I'm going to. So you should probably be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app for any mobile device. You can check out all the archive shows and the live ones as well until, you know, we get our own app rocking and rolling. And /feedback, type some shit. I'll give it a quick read. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687, as always. So, fuck, man, where to start?
I don't know, dude.
How about, okay, so, did you guys enjoy the interview, the Keith and the Girl book, What Do We Do Now interview? KTG.com/book, you should all probably go pick that up. We'll have a couple copies here autographed by the authors. Author!
Oh my god.
Write to me a book, author. Author. So yeah.
Oh hey, guess who's fashionably late to the show?
What up, G? Does he have green beer on his lips? Is he
probably
drunk?
Probably. You know, I always try to private message the Ustream bot, and he never talks back to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have PMs turned on. I don't know.
No, he has them turned on. It's the only option you can do with the Ustream bot.
Oh.
Just private message him.
Fuck him. Hey, Ustream bot. Fuck you. So, what was I saying? Oh, right. Keith and the Girl interview. Good stuff. I always, always enjoy having them on. I mean, that was only the second time. The first time, you can go back. You can probably search for Keith Malley in our little search box at thejamhole.com, and it'll pull up what episode that interview was. It was just him and us kind of talking for a while, just yapping, having a good time. And then, the Monday night show, it was both of them. And, of course, I kind of thought that this would happen, and it did. And it's like, you know, you can't have two people in a relationship that may or may not need some help here and there, and then have authors of a relationship book come on the show and then, like, totally not talk about, well, what about our relationship, huh? Let's get into this.
Yeah, so I Twittered about it, and I was like, you know, Keith, you know, thank you so much for, you know, being on the show and whatever. And I was like, your book was a really great read, even though I was like, what did I say? I was like, you know, if you, the book, if anything, is a really great read. It really is. It's really fucking funny.
Oh, it's You'll so
You'll have
funny.
Tons of little LOLs while you're by yourself
Couple
reading.
Couple of ROFLs.
Yeah, a good few of those. And, you know, whatever. But it's more for the normal couple.
Amesby says it wouldn't matter if they were authors or not. They still would have asked those questions. They are shit stirrers.
Of course they are.
I didn't even really think about that until I heard their latest episode where he's talking about how it got into the relationship, and Kremda said something about Keith just kind of sat back and went, perfect. I was like, I kind of pictured him doing that right when we kind of start going at it. I could see him, like, kicking his feet up on the desk and being like, my work here is done. But no, it was a good time. And so I bet a few of you here and there were possibly making bets on whether or not I would A, get dumped, B, ever see the light of her vagina again, and C, if, you know, there would be any more jam hole episodes. If you bet against me, you would be wrong on all accounts. That's right, I said all of them. Which was funny, because I totally was not expecting that. It was going good, like, at first, and then as soon as all that shit got brought up, and Hemda was like, oh, Danny's crying. And I knew at that point, I was like, oh, man.
It kind of made me mad. There's no, I'm like,
no
I am
sex,
not crying.
No sex tonight.
What?
Oh, and I was thinking back, and I have seen you cry before, but the only two times I've ever seen you cry. The first time was when you got fired from Dave's, I think.
I didn't get fired from Dave's.
Or when, well, what was it? We were talking outside and you were crying. I remember that vividly. Now, I didn't think of it at the time. And then the second time was, yeah, when these people pissed you off. So I have seen you cry, just to bring that up again. Just to kick that bruise, if you know what I mean.
I didn't cry as bad during, before, or after surgery.
I think it's funny that...
but I cried my eyeballs out when I got fired.
You cried more over getting fired than when you were going to leave me or when we argue. Like, you're just like, whatever, fuck you. But you're like, my job! I love that job.
No, it's just because it shocks me so hard.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
no,
holy shit, you know, like,
it wasn't the job at all. It was how they went about doing it. How after months of taking advantage of someone and getting them to work all these other positions while still paying them the base minimum position wage, and then to treat them like that, you know, that's fucked up. And I hate seeing you cry
like that. But anyway, Keith and the girl's book, What Do We Do Now? I think it's more for a normal couple.
Not a podcasting couple?
No, yeah. It's for, like, normal everyday people or whatever.
Right,
not for a couple like us who have our lives broadcasted
well,
over
Well, that helps
everything.
Also, but, yeah, we're not,
we have,
like,
advanced problems, okay?
Most, I think a lot of the most normal couples, their questions, there's, like, children involved, and it's, like, you know, a proper family where they have structure and all that. Like, we're freestyle from the time we wake up till the time we go to bed, you know. I don't
Pretty
know
much.
What the fuck's going to happen. I know that at some point in time during my day on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, I will be doing this talk show.
Amesby says your biggest issue is sex. That's a normal issue. Right, but that question wasn't asked in their book and wasn't talked about in their book. Sex was brought up many, many times,
like,
but not the problems that we have.
What do I do if my girlfriend won't fuck me anymore? Well, dear Abby.
That's not exactly how it all goes.
Yeah, and it was good stuff. And I was just blown away that after all of that, you guys owe me some money because I won the bet. Who had sex after that interview?
Yeah, we had sex.
Didn't think that was going to happen.
No.
And then after that, I was so, like, giddy with excitement because it was so great and awesome. I was like, I have to write into them because they were totally thinking, like, man, they may not even be together after this, let alone have sex. And then it was like, man, we're awesome. I'm happy and she's happy and everything's great and we sexed. Fuck yeah.
And then last night we had a total opposite of that.
You can't just be... last night was great.
Yeah, it was.
It's all right.
I didn't want to look or talk to you.
I was so tired.
I didn't
want
to look
tired.
At you or talk to you or anything. I just wanted to go to bed.
I was so
like, fuck
tired.
This, I'm done.
After that, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to try again. I'm just going to bed. I'm tired.
Hey, Kitty's calling her boyfriend long distance.
Oh, I see
again.
That.
I don't know if you can see that.
You can see on camera one there.
She's making a phone call.
That's
there.
A droid. Oh. That's a droid by her ear.
Right, right. She's.
Who are you talking to, Kitty?
Hey, Kitty.
Fucking weirdo.
I love her so much, dude. So anyways, I don't know. What do you want to talk about first here?
Well, I got a new game I've been playing lately, which is kind of fun. So, you know, we have this little newspaper here called the Flathead Beacon. And on there are maybe the creme de la creme of the people that inhabit this valley. And I love, like, nothing brings me more joy than going on there and making...
Stirring up shit.
So I started this game, and it's see how many posts you can make before the whole thread gets locked. And I've seen this happen, and at first I thought, okay, maybe it's just me, because I'm, you know, I say whatever. I'm not, like, filtering anything. If someone says something stupid, my next comment is going to point out all the ways of why that's completely fucking stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I see that there's some comments on some posts that I've never even touched. And I go through them all, and you can watch it deteriorate. And then it starts attacking, you know, the broader issue, and then it gets personal.
Uh-huh.
Like, they can't help themselves.
They're like, you faggot fucking...
Basically, and then the whole fucking thread just gets locked. And I'm like, I didn't even touch that one. That's fucking awesome that you guys can do this on your own. So I've made it a fun little game to go on here and see, you know, how many comments we can post. And you can play along at home if you go to flatheadbeacon.com. Just make an account there. It's free. And so I'll give you some examples here. So there's a story which is now locked. The story article is, with planning board vote, Kalispell signals hard stance against medical marijuana. And this is that whole thing about after they imposed a 90-day moratorium because they didn't know how to handle all these dispensaries. And now it's coming out that the voters on the board, on the city board or whatever, the planning board, said we're not going to allow it in the city limits. Which is funny because there's bars on every other block. One of them was pissed that there was a dispensary that opened up by Woodland Park, and people are like, "Oh, we can't have that by the park."
But
if you go two doors down from that fucking dispensary, there's a bar right there, so that's fine.
With the casino,
yeah. So dumb shit like that, and I'm very outspoken on most all things, but. So the webmaster had to come in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth post was the webmaster saying, you know, comments have been removed, please refrain from the use of profanity in the post, and that wasn't mine.
Right.
My first post said, wow, once again, the people who run our little city cease to amaze me, which is funny that you can go out and get drunk, then wreck your boat or kill a family, and wrecking the boat was a little dig at the senator, or Baucus, whatever his name was.
Uh-huh.
They got all drunk on his boat, crashed it into the fucking rocks, and he got off scot-free, you know, so... a little dig there for him, or kill a family, which happens all the time here.
Uh-huh.
But you can still have bars in city limits and by Woodland Park, but they won't allow a harmless plant. They seem to be trapped in the reefer madness times. And I say, it's fine, we've smoked pot before the medical thing, and we'll continue to smoke it regardless of what happens. If you don't want us to help the economy, then fine. Good luck digging the city out of the economic hole those before us put us in. Maybe you can get the churches to pay taxes. Ha ha ha. Yeah, right. And I know that all these people, or the majority of them, are religious. So all I have to do, and it's in passing, just throw that in there, and whole thing catches on fire. So then people are like, you know, it's such a relief to know that the people on the board are standing up for federal regulations over states' rights when it comes to other difficult issues, too. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm like, one guy said, good for the city council. Kalispell is doing the right thing. And I say, yeah, good job, city council. Way to disallow people from getting the medicine they need. Way to make it a pain to get weed. Yet you can go to any store anywhere and get alcohol. You're so silly. It's a good thing they're mostly old. So when they finally kick the old proverbial bucket, we can go to work on fixing all the things they've destroyed. The clock is ticking. And that goes on. There's two comments, and then, pow, webmaster, this thread is being shut down for violating the Beacon's comment policy. Comments have been removed. Please refrain from personal attacks and keep your posts on topic. And one of those personal attacks was at me. They're like, wow, with a name like The Jam Hole, can you even change a tire? And I think I said something like, no, I just pay people like you to change it for me. Shit like that. And it went back and forth. And then it got personal. And then I should have printed them out because I didn't know they removed them. Usually they leave the latest one. But so, yeah, fun little game. You guys can play with the retards that live in this valley. I take great joy in it. And we've actually gotten a couple of listeners from this, you know.
Nice.
Alana, hot butt, she found us from the Beacon. She's like, your comments were funny, so I thought I'd check out the show, and the show is funny. So, and she's been a really great listener, you know, ever since. And that was way back when. That was in like the double digit episodes, way early. So just a little fun thing. You guys can go to flyadbeacon.com and play along with us. So yeah, we go, and the last couple days we're trying to get Danny's last paycheck, and she wanted me to go in with her because from what
she... I don't feel like being attacked.
From what she told me, this guy's just a real asshole, right? And I'm like,
we'll rip you a new one.
I'm like, how bad can he be? So
I wanted you there because that way, you know, what basically what happens is like he will get so worked up and stuff and just drop this bombshell on me that I'm just like, fine, fuck it, and I leave. You know, with you there, like, I don't feel like I'm going to get attacked and have no way out. Like,
right. And I wanted to go just so that we can both be there and, you know, talk about on the show, for one. For two, to, you know, back you up.
You
want
to meet this,
like,
asshole.
And for three, I definitely wanted to see, like, what kind of piece of work this jerk-off
is. You're
like,
this guy can't really be that bad.
Let me tell you, this is a jerk-off from way back, okay? Wait, this guy may have invented the phrase jerk off, all right? This guy is out of fucking hand. I was like,
Holy shit.
I was an asshole.
Do you think that I was, like, you know, exaggerating the fact that this guy was.
No, I didn't think you
crazy.
Were exaggerating. I thought that, okay, so what? He's an asshole. We all deal with assholes.
Like, this is a different kind of
asshole. Well, I was always thinking, why do you let it bug you so much? Because you literally came home every day just pissed. And I was like, he can't be that bad, you know? Like, this is affecting me through proxy of you from him. And I'm like, fuck, dude, you're affecting two people just from your dicketry. Like, what the fuck? So, this blew my fucking mind.
Now you understand. Oh, after, like, 3 minutes of speaking with him, you understand.
Yes. Nolly's Undead knows King Douche of Jerk Off Mountain from way back, man. I think his parents were the first to climb Jerk Off Mountain.
Right, right.
And they, laid the claim. They
on Jerk Off Mountain. They introduced him.
They laid the claim.
King Douche.
The claim to Jerk Off Mountain. So we go in there, and he's not there. The lady, the owner, comes up.
Right.
And go ahead.
She was there, and I was like, hey, I was just wondering about my paycheck. And she said that they mailed it off because I didn't come in the day before, which she's like, well, we waited around for you. And I'm like, I came in the day before that, the day before yesterday, and asked the bartender guy who is partial owner. And I was like, you know, could you just relay a message and let them know that I'm wanting my paycheck and to call me when it's ready?
Right. And
I didn't say I was going to come in the next day and get it. She's like, oh, well, I waited here for you, so I just mailed it out. I figured you'd have it by now. And I'm
and
like, okay, fine.
She also said she didn't get any messages, so someone was not giving messages, and
right,
that's
right.
not a very managerial thing to do, first
right.
off. So then Dana's like...
No, you ask for...
Well, right, because you were getting ready to leave, and I was like, well, we need the employee handbook. We need the manual.
Well,
to
I was still going
to
point and talk to the guy sitting behind her. So
oh, see,
ahead.
I didn't know that. So I
was staring at him the whole time. I'm like, you motherfucker.
I step in and I'm like, you know, can we get a copy of the employee manual?
Yeah, or the company policy.
The policy,
or.
Right. We need to see the company policy and see what your policy is of do you write people up or do you just fire them with no reason? Because, and still, you'll find
well,
out.
Hang on. Like, you know, okay. all you did was ask for the company policy or the employee handbook. And she's
right.
like, well, you need to talk to the bartender partial owner guy for that. And I'm like, well, I talked to him
the
day
jerk off from way back?
No.
Okay, different guy.
The guy I gave the message to give
okay.
to the owner,
right.
whatever.
The nice guy. Gotcha.
Right. Okay, so I was like, you know, I talked to him the day before, and he said that he wasn't sure if the employee handbook was different from the front of the house to back of house. Or what's what with that? He's like, I'm not sure, you know, what goes where or whatever. He's like, you're going to need to talk to the owner. And so, like, this is why I'm talking to you about it. And she's like, no, you need to get it from him. And I'm like, well, he's really busy right now. Could I get it from you?
And
she's like, no, he has to get it. And I'm like.
Which I didn't understand. You're the owner. Go fucking get it. Be an owner. Is this your place or not? Is it his place? Like, you should. Be quick to be like, here are our policies. We did nothing wrong. The
right.
fact that they were stalling initially leads me to believe that either there is no company policy and they're just going by the seat of their pants, or they're going to try and rewrite something real quick and then give it to us,
uh-huh.
which is shady also.
Right.
So she says that. We're like, okay. And then we start to leave. And then...
Yeah, you're looking at me like we're going to leave. And I'm like, I looked at... I pointed at him. I was like, can he get it for us?
The jerk off.
The jerk
from way
off.
Back.
And
way
she's like,
back.
No, he can't. And then I look at him. I'm like, hey, can I steal a minute of your time? I want to talk to you. He's like, what's it about? I'm like, I just want to talk to you. And he's like, I'll give you exactly a minute.
Right, because you're so fucking important.
You're so busy leaning in the fucking window watching your cooks work.
Hey, being a jerk off takes a lot of time, you know?
I mean, literally, he was standing there in the window of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Watching
some
the
people,
cooks work.
Some people train their whole lives to be a jerk-off, and they will never attain the jerk-offness that this guy has achieved.
Like,
it
this guy
mind-blowing.
Is professional.
A jerk-off from way back. I can't even stress that enough. Like, I'm talking, like, BC, man. Before Christ was jerking off, this guy was a fucking jerk-off, okay?
Like, yeah.
Mind-blowing.
So we walk back into the office, and, I don't know, why don't you take it from here? What do you remember?
Well, so we go in the office, and
owner follows us there, too. She's standing outside the door. You're standing behind me. I'm sitting in a chair. He's sitting in a chair.
Right, in okay. the office. I'm at the door, and the owner lady is right next to me.
Right.
And you say something like, so...
Yeah, I told him, I was like, look, the day after you fired me, I had an interview
right.
with another place here in town, and they asked me for the reason of termination from you. I had no reason to give them.
Because my manager, who is a jerk off from way back, let me clarify this, did not like the way I walk.
Yes.
And
so
that is my
I'm
reason
like,
for
I...
termination.
I didn't
because
say
I
that,
walk.
But I'm like, you know, I'm like, I didn't have a reason to give this guy during my interview. I'm like, I want your reason why I was fired. And he goes, well, it's all the reasons we had discussed before when you had previously asked for a raise. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? He's like, you're a constant management problem. He's like, talking about
The girl who gets left alone to run the place is the management problem, right? Yeah. And now
I think it's because I smoke. He doesn't like people who fucking smoke.
He doesn't like girls.
He doesn't like women. He's very sexist and fucking opinionated about that.
He's a closet, what are they called? Homosexuals?
Homo? Drag queen?
Homosexuals.
Homo. Does he drive a blue Prius?
Possibly. A smug motherfucker. Also,
so,
hair
yeah.
looking like Clark Kent just
Dude,
out the phone
booth.
Dude, he
gets that shit cut like every other week. I'm not even joking, man.
I can smell the douche on you. The Delta Bravo is, you're dripping Delta Bravo all over the place. So, and I want to set something straight right now. I was keeping completely quiet. Yeah. I was going to let them talk and I was just observing. Now,
This is my girlfriend,
and I expect a certain level of respect, perhaps, when someone is talking to her, and, like, I can call her a cunt and a bitch and punch her and kick her and all that. That is because I am her girlfriend. I pay the bills, which enables me to punch her or kick her or whatever. Okay? Now, when somebody else does that... For one, somebody that I don't even know. Like, if our friends and our listeners, like, we all give each other shit. That's what we do. We are right. shit talkers. That's cool. I don't give a fuck, okay? But as soon as somebody in that position, whom I've heard nothing but awful things, who is causing me to be unable to get my dick wet... Like, okay, dude, I understand you're going through a divorce because maybe your wife caught you with child porn or cheating on her with a dude or any other allegations that may or may not be true. That's cool, dude. That's your thing, okay? But when your thing interferes my thing from going in and out of her thing, now we have a problem, okay? And so I just want them to know that they're probably like, yeah, right, Matt went in there and he was like, fuck you and fuck this and fuck no. and shit. I was completely quiet. As soon as
we were talking about the night I had gotten fired, and I was like, you know, Famous Dave's caught on fire. My dad works there. I'm like, I was upset. I needed to call and make sure everything was okay. And then you...
No, so you said that he's like, well, maybe you should go be a firefighter or something.
Yeah, he's like,
really?
He's like, what are you going to do? Clock out and be a firefighter or stay clocked in and do your job and blah, blah, blah.
And
I'm
so
like,
I'm,
what? I was doing my damn job.
So at this point, I am just completely taken aback. Like, that's her dad, and there was a fire there. She got all of her work done. There was nothing left to do. Then she went to call. He was like, you had shit to do, and you were bugging me about it, and I gave you all the information I had, and this and that. You're always on the phone. All this
always
shit.
Always on the
and
phone.
I'm like, I take a step back, and I look at him, and I'm like, are you serious?
No, you're like, does that even register?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, does that even register to you? That was her dad. And he looks at me, and he points at me, and he's like, I'm not talking to you. And I look at him and I'm like,
no, he was pissed, dude.
I know.
He stood up and was like, I was not talking to you.
So I like, say, pissed. I look at him, I'm like, well, I'm talking to you. And that's really messed up. And right when I said that, he's like, leave. Get out of the office. You have to go now. I'm like, and I just stare at him. I give him this look.
Like, the what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, did that just happen?
This conversation is over. And the owner pops in. Yeah, this conversation is over.
You guys need to leave.
You guys need to leave and blah, blah, blah.
I'm like,
all right,
well,
what the fuck just happened?
We need the employee manual. And they're like, what did they even say? They didn't have it. And
no,
you were like, I need a reason for why I got fired. He didn't have that either.
No.
You're a managerial problem. Like, and you're a jerk off, so that's neither here nor there.
Seeing all the times that he goes to look for me online and I'm outside smoking. I'm like, you know what? People are entitled to go outside and smoke. He just doesn't like the fact that I do smoke. But what about all the times where he leaves me alone in the kitchen and I don't have a spec on a certain recipe and I have to fucking make it up because he's not around?
Yeah.
I can't find him. What about days where I'm stuck online and I could use his fucking help, but he's out getting his goddamn haircut?
Yeah. What's up? now,
like,
sucker.
Fuck you, dude. Sometimes, yeah, I want to go out and smoke, all right? And we work. Our prep kitchen is downstairs, and our regular line is upstairs. If you can't find me, maybe I'm downstairs working.
Yeah.
You
can't.
Fuck.
Just because you don't have a reason of why you don't like women, or maybe it's one of the reasons I stated earlier that may or may not be true, then that still gives you no right to be a complete fucking jerk off. Give a reason at least, dude. It yeah. was your choice. Stand
His
by the choice you made.
Was that I was a management problem.
That's bullshit. Give me a real reason, faggot.
I was a constant management problem.
You Clark Kent looking motherfucker. Give me a real fucking reason and I will get out of here and never see you again, super fag. What the fuck? You have no reason. You have no balls. Because as soon as anyone... I've had girls like this. I've dated bitches. And I say bitches in the most derogatory term that there is. These bitches, as soon as you make a valid point, this conversation is over.
Right.
Oh, is it now? It was on and popping when you were making points, but as soon as I have something to say, it's over? That's fucking convenient, fag.
This guy is not someone that you can talk to. This
no,
is
and
not someone you can get your point across to, okay?
He's like, he's the kind of kid in the schoolyard that'll punch a kid, and then as soon as the kid tries to punch him back, he runs and hides behind the teacher. That's what kind of guy this is, okay?
Right.
A jerk off from way back. Oh, my Christ.
This guy's horrible, man. I tried to tell you.
I was like she was like, you guys have to go now. And so, you know, I stared at him, and I'm like, that is so impressive. Wow. And then we left. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what Hi. Up, nigga?
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up?
Jesus. What's up?
I'm all right.
Cool.
Oh, so I want to give you a schooling.
Oh, please.
You don't really know much about government.
I know that I don't like it.
Because there's a reason that we have to keep voting on things over and over.
Oh, is there? Why? Please, tell
yeah.
me. Tell me.
It's because we have a... Hmm?
Tell me.
Oh, it's because we have a two-house legislature.
Okay.
There's proportional representation and equal representation. So the Senate, every state gets two people. But in the House, your measly little state only gets one guy, and California has 50-some people.
Oh, okay, that makes
so
sense.
So that's why.
Okay. I thought
it
you were...
It makes it fair for smaller states like yours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Thanks for making
yeah.
our vote count.
I didn't make your vote count. George Washington did.
Oh, well, I'll have to thank him next time I see him.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you listening at all right now, or are
no,
you?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
So you have no idea what we were talking about and how you totally interrupted it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. Hey, did you hear, have you been listening to the last few episodes?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think of all these Red Fox impersonators?
I don't know.
They say,
know
they say, impersonation is the strongest form of flattery. Is that what they say?
I guess
yeah.
so.
They say something like that.
Yeah.
Someone, I think it was Amham, called in. Hi, this is Red Fox. I need help with my computer.
I know. That was so funny.
I was like, yes.
What,
awesome.
What episode was that? I didn't even hear that.
Was that the last one? Or the one before last? Hey.
The last one was Keeping the Girl.
Yeah, it had to have been the one before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what did I tell you about?
I was at the concert, and I was texting Brayden.
Oh, okay. Well, what did I tell you about paying attention when you listen to these episodes? It's not all jokes and laughs. You might actually learn something.
That's true.
All right. Well, I'm going to get back to Taryn DB here, a new asshole.
Oh, okay. Because I have a solution to your relationship.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I was talking to Danny about this earlier.
That she just needs to fuck me more?
Yeah,
problem
this,
solved?
This is one of the only guys that actually, like, IMs me on Facebook quite frequently. I'll just be, like, just waking up or something, or, like, just chilling on the couch, and all of a sudden, bloop, Red Fox. Like, okay, hi.
Well that's because I'm bored at school in my office. Anyway, so.
Well, picture this. I'm on the couch
both?
Right where Matt is every time.
Hey,
you
tell
me
your girl.
IM me.
First of all, tell your girlfriend to shut her mouth before I put my dick in it, okay? Oh, man. We're going to have a good time when we come down near that way and all of your girlfriends are like, fuck you. Be a regular old gangbang.
So, what's up? You both have a goal.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Danny's got the easy one. I'm sorry.
Well, girls always do, don't they? They always do.
Uh-huh. Danny needs to find some kind of hobby to do. I suggested cooking, but she's like, well, I don't really have much money to just go out and buy food to cook something.
Well,
right.
I have a recommendation.
What?
Your new hobby?
What?
Could be sucking me off. Come on!
Shit!
Woo! Awesome. Thank you.
So, like something like maybe origami or some easy, cheap hobby that you could do just to get your mind off things.
Like making hemp jam hole necklaces for our listeners to buy.
You could make crap like beads or something, and you could sell them online.
Little jam hole macaroni pictures. Now, what's my hobby besides trying to get my dick sucked?
Okay, no, you don't. You don't have to find a hobby.
Oh,
what
word!
What you need to do is not annoy her so much.
Oh, you,
like,
I think what
like
it is.
Say, like say, blow me one less time before she get boils over, you know?
So you mean instead of kicking her over that line, maybe try and give her a hand and pull her back?
Yeah, just right before you get to the line, think about it and stop.
Okay.
You're a smart guy. I respect your intelligence, and you can see where the line is. I know it.
Amesby says,
and you always go over.
Amesby says, has he ever had a girlfriend? Oh, fun. Are you dating anyone at this point right now?
No.
No, you don't have time for bitches. You got school and shit, man.
Yeah. I've got anime conventions to run.
Fucking right. I mean, if I had a nickel, right? Come on.
Yeah. So no, I have a story for you from that quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris Sabat, the voice of Vegeta.
Uh-huh.
He stopped by, right? They were driving past. There was some sign on the road or whatever that said over 9,000 feet of office space.
Oh,
so they
nice.
Have a picture of him like with a smile and a thumbs up like, yeah.
9,000! That's awesome.
That's cool.
The guy totally loves that kind of stuff. So
fuck yeah. Was he a cool guy to meet in person? Like, was he totally stuck up, or was he a nice guy?
There was a couple of stuck up people, but for the most part, the famous voice actors were very nice to us.
Oh, that's cool. I can see some of them going to like all these conventions and having like little hot geeky anime chicks just throwing pussy at them, and then after that happens so many times, they start getting a big head on them. But you know.
I would just want to, like, go up to the voice of Vegeta and be like, dude, just yell Kakarot, please. Just yell at me. Yell at me, dude.
I bet they get that all the time.
Ugh. I'd be so hot.
He did the voicemail message for one of my friends.
Oh, that's cool, nice, man. That's way cool.
Dude, Vegeta was, like, my favorite character in Dragon Ball ever. Dragon Ball Z, GT, Dragon Ball, Red Ribbon Army style. Dude,
okay.
Vegeta's my favorite.
Let's save this bullshit for your show, okay?
Yeah. All right. I mean, like, there's fangirls. The one guy who voiced the main character in Full Metal Alchemist, this girl couldn't make it to the autograph panel, and she's trying to get through our security thing. And she's like, you don't understand. He's my husband. I have to get in here and get his autograph.
People get temporary restraining orders because of shit like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for...
He actually owes me money.
Nice. Did you spot him money for a hooker or what?
No, he was sick and he needed a humidifier for his room, so he owes me money for
that. Oh, that was nice of you. All right, well, thanks
for... every time you watch Full Metal Alchemist, you say, that guy owes me money.
Oh, nice. I will do that when I watch it, the Brotherhood Eps.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for ruining our show.
No problem.
All right, holla back. Red Fox.
So anyway, what he was saying, though, about the whole relationship advice, yes, I do need to find a hobby right now. It's not warm enough for me to go fishing completely yet.
It's starting to, though. Today
it
was almost
60s. Right now, I can go out and probably catch trout, but I'm not rigged up for trout, and frankly, they're quite aggravating to catch because they're small and it's not that much fun. Pike, they're not out close enough to the surface yet. you know, to be catching and shit. They're more sluggish right now as it is, so.
Hack the Plant says, so, back to Delta Bravo squad leader.
We'll get to Delta Bravo squad leader in a moment. But, like, right now, I mean, as soon as it warms up, I'll be going pipe fishing a lot. And, yes, I would like to cook as a hobby, but I don't have the money to just throw away and just bake and fucking cook random, amazing, beautiful things.
You gotta remember.
I would love. If I could do that for a hobby, I'd have my own fucking restaurant done and done. I'd be my own motherfucking boss, no Delta Bravo asshole.
Then you
down
could be the jerk
I
off.
Could. I'd be like, you're fired. No, I'm kidding. It's all right.
Just kidding. But keep that in mind. I could snap at any minute and fire all y'all's asses.
Right. So yeah, I do need to find something to do to take my mind off shit. But you, what you need to do, I figured out what it is.
Oh, please.
When I'm upset, when I'm having a crappy day.
Don't try to cheer you up with my penis.
Right. Come at me in a different way,
dude. It seems like such a good idea at the time. Like, in my head,
every time.
I'm like, she's sitting down. She's already at dick level. All I have to do is present the penis, and she'll be all on it.
No.
And then I'm like, Matt, you're fucking brilliant.
And then when it backfires, you're like, and I don't understand what happened.
I do it, and it goes completely the other way, and I'm like, huh. We thought that was actually a pretty good idea.
But no, you need to come at me, like, you know, talk to me, cheer me up by talking to me. Like, let's do something.
Beer Bear says,
be nice.
Beer Bear says, Danny would fire herself and not even give Matt a reason. Fucking right on.
I would.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah, I got to find a hobby. You need to stop coming at me with the penis all the time.
Okay.
Come at me with words and shit.
I need you to come at me, though, every now and then, too.
I come at you all the time, okay?
After the interview, fuck, dude.
I come at you.
I had to, like, I had to keep, like, turning my phone on and, like, shining it at her to make sure it was her. Like, this doesn't seem like you. Where's my girlfriend at? I mean, I just want to know. I don't want her back right now. I just was curious, you know. Nah, fuck it. Suck
anyway,
this cock.
Anyway, so back on the Delta Bravo.
Yes, so that happens, and he's like, you know, get the fuck out, basically.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, we're done here. We said what we had to say. I've seen your dicketry. You are a huge DB. Unprecedented. Like, Delta Bravo of the universe, potential nominee, this jack fuck. Okay.
Yeah, of the decade.
Unbelievable. So then
we
go.
We get in the car.
We go
sit in, like, silent awe.
I know.
The whole
both
way
of us are just, like, fired up.
We're just let's go fucking, like, cut his brake lines and shit.
Like, I'm gonna go in there and slit his fucking throat. I was so mad. Just
he gets
the way.
Me so fired up. Every day I worked with him. Every day I saw him.
The
this
way
is how he was.
The way he talked to you, and then the way he talked to me, and I just, like, stood there and was like, are you fucking serious? And I think that kind of, when I opened my mouth, I don't think he was expecting that, because I don't think anyone stands up to this guy. And so when I was like, you are a fucking piece of work, dude, he was just like, whoa. And then split second later, this conversation's over. You're not allowed here anymore. So we go and we drive around, we go eat and stuff. And I'm like, I think to myself, a long time ago, Burger in the chat here, he sent us a bunch of these cards. If you direct your attention to camera one here, there are little cards that look like this, and on them they say, that was not okay. And I'm like, fuck, I totally should have gave him one of these, because if ever there was a time and a place for some douchebag jackfuck to receive a card that says, hey, your behavior, not acceptable
not cool.
in any society, jerk off. And so I'm like, I'm going to go back there and I'm going to give it to him. And Dan's like, are you really? I'm like, no, probably not. And then she's like, do it. And then
I'm
that's
like,
all
I
needed.
You to do it.
As soon as she said do it, I'm like, I'm doing it. I've already done it. I just came back in time to tell myself to fucking do it. That's how much it has already been done.
Oh, God.
So I go back there.
I sit in the car and wait this time. I'm watching the door. I'm like, please chase him out. Please chase him out. Please chase him out.
I go in.
Let me get out of this car and yell at somebody, please.
So I walk in. And I don't see him, and I don't see anybody, and I see a laptop open at a table.
Was
so
it
I,
by the window in the front?
Like, yeah, in the back there.
Yeah,
so,
see, that was the dude, the bartender, who's partial owner.
It was
that's
some
his
chick.
Laptop. Yeah, okay, that's
well,
his
some,
wife.
Some girl was on it.
That's his wife.
Okay, so I go back there, and I'm thinking maybe that's him. Perfect, he's at a computer. Here's the card. You're a fucking asshole.
Right,
so
right.
I go back there. He's not there. I sit down for a sec.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I see the owner lady, the lady that was like, this conversation's over.
Uh-huh.
You need to leave now.
Right.
She looks at me, looks back at some other lady, and starts pointing, like trying to get her attention. Now there's two ladies there. She points towards me again, like, this kid's not allowed to be in here for whatever reason, because we wrongfully fired his girlfriend, and maybe he's a little pissed about it. And so I get up. And I walk right back the way I came. And I see them, but I don't make eye contact with them. I totally
uh-huh.
walk right by her. And she, like, tries to say
she's
something
like, hey.
To me. But I just kept going, right? I'm looking for this guy.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I see him in the kitchen through the window. And she comes up to me, and she's like, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're not allowed to be in here. I'm like, oh, that's fine. I'm not staying. I just need to give him this card. He's doing something, and he's like, oh, my hands are full. She's like, you need to leave now. Sir, you need to go now. And so I'm like, all right, well, this is for you. Our lawyer will be in touch. And then I left. Complete fucking jerk off. I jerk off a lot. Nowhere near how much of a jerk off this guy is, okay? Let me tell you something about jerk offs.
Oh, man.
Nowhere
that
fucking
guy.
Near. To
yeah.
just make a fucking point, douche. Don't be like, oh, you're a managerial problem. Okay, followed by an example. Oh, you don't have one. Right, because she was a great worker and you're a piece of shit. I remember.
Oh.
And just because your wife's divorcing you doesn't mean all women are cunts. I mean, there's a lot of cunts out there, but dude... Pick and choose,
if
man.
If they try to battle me for this...
I'll rap battle that faggot. You want a battle? Shit. You even know who I am?
Shut up. If they try to fucking battle me on the topic of getting my unemployment, this is going to be a court case.
It should be. It needs to already be a court case. If we weren't such broke-ass niggas, you guys should all the jamhole.com/donate. Get us a lawyer so we can fucking take this shit to the courts.
And, yeah, I am not gonna fucking have my car repossessed and shit because some douchebag decided to fire me because he doesn't like the way I walk.
Because
okay?
he's got a beef against women because he didn't know how to keep one and now she's divorcing him.
I think it's the fact that I'm a woman and I know how to cook and I'm not gonna take his shit.
He doesn't
like
that.
I don't take his shit and I'm like, hey, I got this. Don't worry about it. And I fucking talked to him like that. Like, I was cutting carrots the other day or something, right? And I'm downstairs. And someone had told me how to do it. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it that way. He comes downstairs. He's like, this is it, right? I'm like, I'm doing it the way I was told to do it. If you have a way to do it, you should have told me the way to do it before I started it.
Right,
when
you know.
Were right there.
Like, being a manager.
And he's like, you don't have to get upset. I'm like, look, I fixed it. I'm doing it the way you just showed me how to do it. That's it. It's over. And
now get
he got mad and like walked away. And I'm like,
oh,
you don't
God.
I'm like, this is what he doesn't like about me is because I will be like, look, dude.
Yeah, you don't
I'm
let
good.
Him walk all over you like all the other chicks there. Now, tell everyone his little track record with women that worked there with him.
What?
Tell everyone the track record he has with women working at that place.
Well, he gives a lot of shit to the one that's already there.
Right.
A lot. She's pissed him off, or he's pissed her off quite a few times already. There was a woman who was fresh out of culinary school who had started there, who was a line cook. She was, you know, she didn't have a lot of experience, but she had just got out of culinary school. She needed a job. She was a good person. She was doing really good and coming along in the ways of working with that line.
And he probably made her cry too.
Probably. She yeah, when I saw her, she was crying because it was actually Black Friday that they fired her.
So it's not
and
just
she went out with her husband and her family and went out and bought a whole bunch of shit for Black Friday because she thought she had a steady, stable job. Came in the next day and she was fired. Yeah. For
so
no reason.
Amesby says, so why does he hire women to begin with? Just keeping up appearances?
I don't know. Why did he call me and beg me to take the position after I said no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Retarded, dude.
To fucking kick me in the ribs and then piss on me while I'm down? I don't know.
Hmm.
But anyway, so he fired her for no reason at all.
Right.
Which, then again, people that get hired, they have a grace period, and I do believe that businesses are allowed to fire someone for no reason in that grace period.
Right.
Which I think she was still in, so okay for that, whatever. The thing is with her, though, is she would talk, and she would stop working while she's talking. And I think that's why he got pissed at me all the time for talking, is because he had related it to her. But the thing is I talk and work. I have that. And, you know, like I was talking to my friend on the phone earlier, he's like, yeah, she's talking, but if you don't notice, she's fucking moving, too.
Yeah.
She's moving.
It's not like everything stops. And,
right.
Yeah, that's retarded,
though. And there was a guy, line cook, who was working there for a while. He did fire him for no reason also.
Hmm.
There was another girl there who was a dishwasher. She was the only one that deserved to be fired. She was 3 no-call, no-shows.
And the one that still works there, he treats like that, too.
Yes.
And that's so fucked up. Yeah. And even
everybody doesn't like him there, dude. Everybody's unfucking. They're weird about it.
And it's not just
the cooks are like, please, dear God, don't let Dana come up in conversation with my boss because I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold my fucking tongue, dude. I'm sick of this guy. This is bullshit. They're like, you fired the only promising prospect we had for the line. You fired the only one that helped me and cared about what the fuck was going on. You fired the only one that gave a shit. Now you're leaving me with a fucking newbie who doesn't know shit, who doesn't give a shit about this place in the first place. He doesn't fucking want to stay there. It's not like, oh, he's going to go there and be like, he's like, oh, I'm a dishwasher. I want to advance. No, he's going to be a fucking dishwasher until he doesn't need the damn job anymore. The other kid that's there, he barely speaks English.
Till he gets deported. Oh, that's the one.
No,
okay.
The other kid that's been there that doesn't even fucking speak English that well, he doesn't have any kitchen experience at all. He doesn't have any respect for the game that he's playing in the first place. So he doesn't care. He doesn't fucking care about anything. He'll leave and doesn't give a shit if he left the other person fucked or not. You know, the cooks, they're mad about it. They're like, you fired someone who did an awesome job. You are a dick. They're pissed about it.
Yeah. And that's not coming from us. Like, this is coming from, who is that guy? The other head manager there? He's fucking pissed about it, dude.
Yeah,
I heard him on the phone. Like,
he's not a head manager. He's just a line cook.
Oh, he's just a cook? Oh, I thought he was like one of the kitchen
heads. No, he owns his own catering company.
Oh, okay.
And he knows the kitchen manager, the Delta Bravo squad leader, through acquaintances or whatever, because they both had catering businesses. Delta Bravo's went under, obviously, because he's a D-bag.
Obviously.
The other ones did not, but he is in the off-season right now in winter. He runs a barbecue catering business, and so he's really big in the summertime, not in the winter. So he wanted a job in the winter to pass a long time or whatever until he goes back to his catering shit. So he's a really good guy, and he's like, I enjoy having you with me. He's like, you always got my back. He's like, I never have to worry about shit with you. Never. And so, yeah, you heard him talking on the phone with me. He's
and now
not
they're
happy
left
about it.
With, yeah, a pretty sad crew, if you ask me.
Yeah,
but
it's ridiculous.
Whatever, fuck him. That's fine. I don't care. I just want him to know that that is not how you treat people. And I can guarantee it's not just my sex life he was ruining. The other chicks that work there, you know, they were coming home after work just as pissed, if not more, than you were, you know? That's so fucked up that this guy can touch so many people's lives in such a negative way and still act like he's tough shit at that place, you know, because he probably may or may not have sex with the 80-year-old owner, which is completely disgusting. Ugh. I can't believe he would even allegedly do that.
Her husband is also there all the time.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They all gangbang it, right?
Dude, I don't know, dude. He's a total douchebag. He fired me for no reason. I don't know if he's within his rights or not to do that. You know, I'm going to report him to the Better Business Bureau for
sure.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
So, I mean, it's really aggravating. I've never been fired from a kitchen job. I've always left on my own accord, you know, because of something or whatever. But I've never, never been treated like pure shit.
Dumped or fired, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
I've never been fired from a kitchen job, and not one that I thought I was doing very well at. I would leave after a while about getting pissed about something, and then usually within the week or two before I leave, I start fucking doing really shitty trying to get them to fire me, and they don't. Like,
feels good, don't it?
And it sucks that this job, I wasn't even trying to get fired.
I know,
wasn't
right?
trying to do anything to get on his bad side, but he still was like, I hate you, you're fired. You know, it just bugs me. It's like, What the fuck did I do?
I know.
What the fuck? In a previous life, did I fucking kill you or something?
It's not you. It's me.
He hates me, dude. I don't understand.
He hates himself, and that shines through and hits everybody else. So
yeah. Well, what he doesn't know is the guy that does the cater business that's there is going to leave in the summertime to go back to his cater thing. The other cook that works there, that's a cool guy that I know very well, has a job out in the fucking park with his own company vehicle, making like $15 an hour.
Good luck hiring more dishwashers that you expect to run the whole kitchen and then scratch your retarded fucking Delta Bravo head when nothing's getting done.
I don't know.
Why aren't these dishwashers cooking and doing prep? Oh, because all they know how to do is wash dishes. Oh, fuck. All right, well, moving on, and we'll keep you guys updated on what happens. And if any of y'all know a good lawyer or have money for us to get one, thejamhole.com/donate. The other day, I totally forgot to mention this. You know how I was like, we want all of our listeners to send us postcards from where you guys live so we can hang them up on our wall and kind of see where, you know, everyone's listening from. I thought it'd be kind of a cool thing. We got one from Apopka, Florida, which is kind of cool.
It's a weird
all the way
name.
Across.
I've never even heard of that place.
Really?
Apopka? Yeah,
all the way across the country. It says, Matt and Danny, thanks for the entertainment. I hope the Florida move thing works out for both of you. I'll be listening. And he signed his name. Pretty fucking cool, though. Enjoy that.
Cool.
So definitely thejamhole.com/POBOX, P-O box. Go there. It'll give you the address. And wherever you guys live, anywhere. I don't care if it's local, out of town, international. Send us a postcard from where you live so we can have that. The next thing, I got this sent to me. I thought this was kind of cool. My friend Zaire sent this, says, I'm not sure if it's legit or not, but oh man, it says, wow, our supporters have donated $30,000 in the past week to our Earth Day Overpopulation Fund.
What?
You guys know what Earth Day is, right?
Right.
Okay, so they're trying to make overpopulation, and that's why he's like, I don't know if this is real or not, but it's cool if it is. They're trying to make overpopulation the theme for Earth Day. Many thanks to those who donated. Now we're just 20,000 short of the 50,000 we need to bring our overpopulation message to Earth Day in all 50 states next month. Please help us out over the top with all these donations. Overpopulation is at the root of all environmental problems, but you wouldn't know it from listening to most environmental groups. The topic is rarely discussed, even though unsustainable human population growth is eating up wildlife habitat, polluting water, overfishing the oceans, and driving species extinct. Which, that's all true.
Right,
that's all definitely happening, for sure. That's why the Center for Biological Diversity's Earth Day Overpopulation Fund is so important. Hundreds of thousands of people will gather next month in all 50 states to learn about the environment at Earth Day, at Earth Day events. They'll be told about recycling and reducing their carbon footprint, but not about overpopulation, unless we're there to shake things up with our funny, edgy, conversation-provoking endangered species condoms. Oh, man.
What?
I hope this is real. We will distribute a quarter of a million free endangered species condoms on April 22nd, making Earth Day 2010 one of the biggest overpopulation campaigns in U.S. history. Our six condom packages have beautiful drawings of endangered species and funny sayings like, wear with care, save the polar bear, on the outside of them. Inside, they explain how species are being crowded off the planet by our ever-growing human population and what people can do about it. The packages are designed to get people talking about overpopulation, and boy, do they work.
Is that something you really want coming up right before you're about to get laid? Oh, honey, look at your condom wrapper, overpopulation. Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you don't know that you can have sex and not have a baby every time you have sex, then, yeah, you probably shouldn't be fucking in the first place. They did this on Valentine's Day, expecting 100 volunteer distributors. They got over 5,000 people, taking all 100,000 condoms in just a couple of days. As planned, the media ate it up. We generated funny but deadly serious conversations about overpopulation and the extinction crisis in hundreds of newspapers, including the New York Times, LA Times, Miami Herald, Boston Globe. More than 300,000 blogs and websites covered the issue. Please help us ramp up the campaign now with a generous gift to our Earth Day Overpopulation Fund, blah, blah, blah. I hope you'll commit now to support this critical creative project and help us distribute 250,000 condoms for Earth Day 2010. P.S. It is imperative that we break the wall of silence around overpopulation. If we don't, all the environmental progress we make will be overwhelmed by the sheer mass of people pushing into the last wildlife habitats, eating the last fish, and damming the last wild rivers. Pretty interesting, though.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, yeah, how many people do you really think this planet was made to support? I bet it wasn't 7 fucking babillion.
I
guarantee it wasn't that many. Out of fucking control. Stop fucking having babies. Christ.
Yeah. Use all the right. Baby seal condoms and get over it.
I know.
Okay.
Fuck. What would Jamhole do? I was so like in the moment of the interview last episode, and then we did some stories, and then that was it. I totally forgot. So this is what would Jamhole do question 30. This was for Monday, and then we have the one for today. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fame and fortune are coming your way.
All right.
We want you to be in our new Disney-inspired pop group.
Yeah.
Your job is to cover our edgy demographic. We already got the cute one, the sexy one, and the shy one. So obviously that's all that would be left, right? The edgy
one.
All you have to do is delete and relinquish any prior material, podcasts, weblogs, CDs, and opinions. You'll also need to be a Christian for this gig, so it's back to church for you every Sunday. The money and freebies will keep flowing as long as you play ball and keep your mouth shut. If you get caught by the press, drunk, or with drugs, or making any attempt to speak your brains during or after your new career with us, then it will put you in breach of our contract. We will drag you through the courts until you are washed up and penniless. Nobody will want you after we have finished. So, how much or would you give up for a ticket on the gravy train? What would Jamhole do?
I would pass.
Would you sell out?
No.
For money and riches?
I couldn't just give up everything to be a part of, like, the New Age Spice Girls, okay?
And honestly, we know how that ends up. We've seen that over and over again. They end up not well. Living the life of lavish riches and everything.
They might live that life for, like, 6 months.
And honestly, I will just do that on my own, hopefully, with this show. So
yeah, fuck that.
Thanks,
you're
Disney.
Not going to force me through church every Sunday.
Yeah,
okay?
Fuck that. I would rather be a homeless bum than to have to deal with that again. I dealt with that when I was a kid, and I hated it, dude. There was nothing more that I hated in life than having to wake up early on Sunday and go to church. It was boring. I understood it, but I was like, this seems so off to me.
Yeah.
And everyone's closing their eyes and praying, and I would look around, and you'd see
you're
here
like
and there.
Kid
you'd
in that
see
Jesus camp who was sitting against the tree, and he's like, "I just don't get it. I want to believe." And like, he's like this little kid, and he feels so bad because he doesn't believe, and he can't.
Yeah, and they
get
make
God
it,
in his heart.
It's your fault because you don't hear God talking to you. No,
you
dude,
let him in.
The people that hear God talking to them are nuts.
Right.
There's I couldn't. But yeah, it was funny because you would always I would always open my eyes and look around because it was so creepy to me that, you know, we had a pretty big congregation in the church I went to. So over 300 or 400 people, all eyes closed, heads bowed, there was something really weird about that to me. And so I would open my eyes and look around, and every now and then you'd see some other kid doing the same thing. And we'd totally make eye contact. And then, close your eyes and bow real quick.
I wasn't open my eyes.
I don't want to get beat when I get home.
Oh my god, dude.
But yeah, don't do that to your kids, man. They gotta know. All right, so that was for Monday. Here is today's What Would Jam Hole Do number 31. And of course, I forgot to mention, but thejamhole.com/forums, you guys can answer these as well. God here with What's a up, little god? Dilemma.
God has problems?
I know, weird, right?
What?
Like, maybe you should have thought about that before you invented problems.
Right.
up until now, all those rules you've been told about getting into heaven were basically crap. I'm a forgiving and loving God. Most of your species have got in so far. The only rule I've really been sticking to is about foreskin.
What?
I was really passionate about that one. There are no uncut men in heaven yet.
Oh my god, dude.
I am thinking of, you know, revising the rules now. It has been a while since I laid down anything new for you to believe in. After some thought, I've whittled it down to two options, and I want you to choose.
All right.
Option one, expand on the circumcision thing. Excuse my face. Men will still have to be cut. I like that. And from now on, women do too.
What?
What? How do you do that? How do you circumcise a chick?
I don't know,
you can't
dude.
Nip the tip because all there is a tip. If you nip the tip, that's all that's there.
No,
I don't get it.
I don't know. Do you maybe like cut the labias?
Maybe he explains it. A camel toe otomy?
I don't know, dude.
So women do too. Some would say it was genital mutilation, leading on to a painful and unsatisfactory sex life. But how many women really enjoy sex anyway? I mean, am I right or am I right? It is a small price to pay for an everlasting life in heaven by my side. Amen.
So, is that it?
Option two.
Oh, okay.
Give up on the genital obsession. That's so funny to me.
Dude.
Give up on the genital obsession. Replace it with a new practice.
All right.
At 14, every child, male, female, other, has to have one eye, one ear, and one thumb removed surgically.
What?
But their dicks are fucking huge.
You're going to have some fugly looking people in heaven.
Huge and smelly. in the kingdom of my heaven, truly the one-eyed person would be... What?
King?
Is not... No, it just says would be, exclamation point.
Oh my god, dude.
It is not like you would be missing out on much. Perhaps Avatar would have had a better plot, and with...
What is this shit, dude?
That's funny, he's writing jokes now. You should submit this to the Keith and the Girl stand-up submission. It's over, but man, that would have been great. Mm-hmm. Compared to some of the shit people submitted, holy good god. So... You wouldn't be missing out on much, Avatar. And without depth perception, maybe you would drive better and throw things at each other less. What would Jamhole do? I don't want my chicks to have no feeling in their vaginas, because then...
Well, I mean, I wonder...
If you didn't have a clit, that'd be the end of it.
No, I don't think it's cutting off the clit. You know, the lips, like the inner lips, like maybe those are just cut. Because that's what the foreskin is. It's like the same fucking...
The cover. Oh, yeah, maybe. Then that would make sense.
It's like the same fleshy,
but then how
stuff.
How do chicks like flex that stuff and make them like grab your dick and jerk you off while
your
you're fucking?
Can't flex the... hangy part of the
bullshit
lip thingy or whatever.
There's
the fuck
something
you
in there
it.
That flexes, and it feels like a little hand jerking you off while you're fucking. It's
or
great.
Maybe it's the skin around the clit because it's kind of like a penis head.
Maybe
I don't know, dude. But dude's no, been getting Nolly's, circumcised for years. So
Nolly's Undead says no, they cut the clit and sew the lips together.
Ooh, no.
Oh, in that case,
yeah. If that were the case, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, I think it would be funny to go to heaven and see a bunch of one-eyed, one-thumb fucking weirdos on my way to hell laughing because we're all, like, giving thumbs up and you're just not, you know? I don't think it'd be that fun.
Yeah, no.
And honestly, I've seen all these religious people. If they're all going to heaven, I don't want any fucking part of that,
right,
man. No, thank you.
I don't know, dude. Which one would you choose?
I said The cutting off thumbs and eyes and shit, because I think that'd be just hilarious. And that's all religion's really about,
at least
right?
That way you'd be able to point them out.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Another Christian.
I don't want to have to go around pulling people's pants down to see if they're religious or not, you know? I mean, come on, let's be honest.
It's like, are you Jewish? Let me see.
All right, a couple things I did want to mention. I got a couple stories I'd like to go through before we call it a night, if you got time. The movie, if you guys were listening to Keith and the Girl, when I wrote in and I was like, you know, I posted the show and we watched the new Romero zombie movie. I wanted to mention that the movie is called Survival of the Dead. Not so bad. I like zombie movies, but only Romero ones for the most part, because all the other ones are like trying to copy him, and that's fine. Copy if you can do it well. But they don't do it well. The zombies look right. Like shit. They don't move right. And it just, I don't know. I've grown up with Romero zombie movies. Like, that's what I expect a zombie to be, you know? So
it
was cool, though. I don't think keeping the zombies alive, per se, dead, alive, keeping them, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, you might want to explain how this movie,
so
there's an island, there's this Irish dude on there, and he wants to kill all the zombies, because Agnes. That's what you gotta do with zombies. This other dude, I guess like half of the island is like this family, and half of the island is this family. One of the dudes wants to kill all of them, the other one's like, no, there are people, I don't want to kill them.
It's like, no, dude, they were people, and now
they're mindless, brain-eating zombies.
They're going to eat you.
Right.
And so he's got his crew. He's going around killing any zombie, if it's kids or adults. It doesn't matter. He's killing them.
Right.
The other ones are, like, chaining them up, and they realize that if you chain up a zombie and, like, give them what they used to do in life. Like, let's say, for example, the postman.
Yeah.
If the postman's a zombie and you chain him up to a mailbox, he will just keep going to that mailbox. He has a letter in his hand somehow. He puts it in, takes it out, walks, gets to the end of the chain, it pulls him, he goes back to the mailbox, and, like, now that's their existence. And so this guy's trying to keep all these zombies alive, and you see, like, there's one, like, pushing a hoe, and one's,
yeah,
like, delivering the mail. It's, like, just a sad sight to see. So I just wanted to mention that it is not actually a good idea to keep zombie pets. Or
right,
zombies,
yeah,
as pets.
Unless you're Shaun of the Dead and you have the fat guy in the garage.
Well,
and
fuck,
you're playing,
dude. I mean,
PlayStation, because that was cool.
If the zombie can play PlayStation, then fuck it.
Right.
You know?
He, like, tries to bite him. He's like, no. He's
it's like if
okay,
I could get.
Starts playing video games again.
It's like if I could get that hot ass chick from Return of the Living Dead 3. You know, when she gets all badass and starts putting needles in her fingers and that
I
chick.
I did not
if
see
I could
that.
Get her to suck a dick without biting it off, I would maybe keep her alive. But other than that, I'm going to say I probably don't need him.
I did not see that movie.
Really?
So, yeah.
That was
no.
my favorite night or return of either or of the
I
Living
might have
Dead
to see
movie.
Those because I don't think I've seen
so
those.
Good. The third one. It was so great. I thought. I don't know. It may not hold true to the test of time, but I remember it scared the shit out of me, and then I liked it a bunch, so.
Okay.
So pretty cool. I'm glad to see that, you know, Romero's getting old, man, but he's still making cool movies. It was very, you know, it was a cool, for a zombie movie, it was good stuff. And then we watched Slammin' Salmon. And I have to say, fucking, oh man, that movie was so funny, dude. So, you guys know who the Broken Lizard Group is, right? They did Super Troopers, they did Beer Fest, Club Dread. What was the other one they did?
Did they do Waiting?
No. They did, what was the other one? They did one more. And then they did this. Beer Fest, right? Super Troopers. Club Dread. What was the other one? Wasn't there one more? Oh, Nollies Undead says, no, that's it. Okay, so they just came out with this new one called Slammin' Salmon. And
Which is great.
I'm a fan of everything they did. Beer Fest, I didn't really care for it that much, but it was funny because I like those guys. And
right.
It's funny to, like, see them, because they look one way in Super Troopers, and that was the first one of theirs I'd ever seen. So I saw that, and then to see them in something else, they play totally different parts, dude. It's like, holy shit, you don't even almost recognize them. So,
Beer Fest,
MDS says Beer Fest was the worst movie of all time. Thanks, Berger, for giving it to me. Yeah, it was amusing, but like I said, I'm a big fan of them, like Broken Lizard. I really like them.
The fact that they had Landfill, and then suddenly he died, and then all of a sudden, boom, he had a twin brother, replaced.
I know, right?
I was like, what?
And Club Dread, I like it, because I like horror movies, and they did the cheesy horror movie thing, so I'm a fan of that stuff. But, dude, this one, I honestly think it was better than Super Troopers. I was howling,
I don't know, funny. I need a fucking movie about a restaurant that shows more in the kitchen. It's like, it's aggravating. Like, Waiting was okay because I saw the guys in the kitchen. It was all going on. I saw the fucking waitresses and the waiters and shit. And you had the kitchen guys or whatever. But in this one, dude, I liked it, but I didn't at the same time. I mean, there's some funny parts that you saw with the kitchen guys and shit, but mostly it was like about the servers and crap. And it's like,
well,
you know,
because the servers
don't have brains. Okay, they're mindless drones who bring you food.
It's because they deal with the customers, and the customers are what they were playing off of. So, right.
It's funny, though, like, for the first time you see the cooks, he's got a fucking knife at this guy's
throat.
To the
dude, he's like, no, he's a very calm person at
cooks,
dude. You motherfucker. It's so funny, dude. You guys gotta check it out, though. It's called Slammin' Salmon.
Why are we portrayed as to be so intense and mean?
Have you seen yourselves?
What?
Have you seen? Exactly.
Yes. I'm not intense. I'm not mean. I like the fact that he's like, tell that motherfucker to shove it up his ass to get it warm.
Yeah, that's
because
so
we
funny.
Say that shit.
It's so predictable.
Because we know that you're not going to turn around and go to the fucking table and go, the cook says to please shove
it
up.
But you know, when they're talking, they're thinking about it in the back of their head that they want to be the cook actually says you should shove it up your ass to warm it up, but I'm going to go ahead and just take
See, we it can
back.
Say that because we don't have to deal with them, and it's so great. I don't know. There needs to be a cooking movie.
It was good stuff, though. I need to be like
a Nate and T-Dog type deal in there, because that would have been great. Like, the little dishwasher bitch boys, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys were so funny.
Fucking do whippets in the walk-in, dude. That's so great. I almost got fired from Dave's for that. They never found out that was me.
That a girl. All right, well, moving on. Do you guys remember we were talking about how in Utah they were doing the bill to make miscarriages illegal and all that shit?
Righty, right.
Okay, so apparently Governor Gary Herbert signed into law Monday the bill. And this will allow a woman who arranges an illegal abortion to be charged with criminal homicide, okay?
Okay.
So the new law is in response to a case last year where, of course, we read about that, right? The 17-year-old pregnant girl paid a dude $150 to beat her up in hopes that it would induce a miscarriage. The judge ruled that there was no law on Utah's books allowing the mother to be charged, right? So... Yeah. The original version of the bill, that's the one we talked about, okay?
Okay.
It drew national headlines because it allowed criminal charges if the mother's behavior was reckless. And that raised, concerns that a mother who fell on the ice or was an avid jogger and suffered a miscarriage could be charged with a crime. And that's what we were saying. Like, that's fucking completely ridiculous, right?
Right.
So, Governor Herbert balked at signing that language, and the bill's sponsor, Representative Carl Wimmer, he quickly revised the legislation to remove the word reckless. Like, right away. Like, wait, you're not signing it because of this? No, I'm not signing it because it's a retarded idea. But he rewrote it, and they signed it in. So... Herbert vetoed the original legislation, HB 12, on Monday. It was his first veto as the governor, and signed the revised version, HB 462. Quote, I appreciate the willingness of Representative Wimmer to reevaluate the impact of potential unintended consequences arising from the inclusion of, quote, reckless behavior, end quote, in the original bill. Herbert wrote in his veto letter, the revised bill is more consistent with the true intent of the legislation and addresses those situations in which the termination of pregnancy is intentional and is not conducted at a physician's direction. So it sounds like the new bill that actually is going into effect, full effect, y'all, is not as
intense,
outrageous. Right. You know, that first one... And, like, the guy that wrote that, did you really expect that to get signed?
And maybe he was the fucking, like, righteous evangelical.
Oh, you know they are. All of them are. Well, not Christian, but Mormon, yeah. Is that what you said? Yeah.
Sure.
They're all fucking Mormon there. And the ones that aren't are fucking freaks. Not, like, weird, but, like, in the sack. Like, full sex freaky.
Okay.
Crazy bitches.
Anyway.
So, yeah, I just thought we'd mention that. It was pretty cool. Got a couple stories from Florida here that MDS sent in to us.
All right.
I try to get to these, but sometimes he sends in a bunch and then we never get to them. So I'm going to do these two that he sent in. The first one, a 42-year-old man rammed his car into a one-legged man on a bicycle at a gas station Monday night. He then got out of the car and pummeled the bicyclist in the face, according to the sheriff's office. So you hit this dude, you're in the car, and you rack this dude on a bike who's also happens to have one leg.
Right.
You get out of your car, proceed to continue
to beat him.
Beating him up. That's amazing.
In the face.
Only in Florida, right? Mervin Ginder Jr.
Where at was this in Florida?
No idea. Mervin Ginder Jr., who was arrested in the attack, is the brother of the victim's girlfriend, said the sheriff's spokesman. Interesting. Huh. The victim, who was in his 40s, left the scene and then tried to talk with Ginder later and got punched in the face again, according to a report. Wow, you did not learn.
Right.
The victim's medical condition was not known Tuesday. They said Ginder was intoxicated at the time of the incident. Yeah. Ginder, who is from Fort McCoy, is charged with aggravated battery and felony battery and is going to jail. He's in bail, $15,000. The next one, this is from Brooksville. A Hernando County man has been accused of sneaking drugs into the jail by hiding the pills
in his...
What do you think?
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. Well, never mind.
No, I don't want to guess.
In the fat rolls of his stomache.
You got to remember, that goes to both of our emails.
Right, okay.
I already read them.
Gotcha. So if you guys are emailing casual encounters meant for me, don't mail it to info, because that goes to her.
Yeah, I get that also, too.
Right. You mail that to my personal account. Thank
Please
you.
Stop sending nasty.
I know
letters.
So many of them. Who knew chicks love dick that much? Fucking crazy, man. Bitches are like beating off each other
See,
and shit.
You gotta be smart like me and put your real email out there. You're like, hey, hit me up later.
Right. After the show. No, Tuesdays and Thursdays and possibly Sundays.
Yes. Here's my cell number.
Right. Give me a call. Thomas Althoff, 33, was taken to the Hernando County Jail on Saturday on a charge of driving with a suspended license. A few hours later, a deputy noticed Althoff bent over near a bench, quote, attempting to snort a crushed yellow substance that was on a piece of cardboard. What are you snorting there, buddy? Nothing.
Althoff, fucking sugar, coffee, sweetener,
Kool-Aid.
You don't know?
Kool-Aid, don't worry about it.
Fuck off.
I just clipped my toenails and I crushed them up and now I'm snorting them.
I need something.
I recycle. What can I say? Althoff told authorities that he had found the Xanax pills in his jail cell, but then later admitted to concealing the pills, quote, underneath the skin flaps of the bottom section of his stomache. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
You remember that show, what the fuck was it called? Sanctuary.
Yeah.
And there was that one weird abnormal that could, like...
Yeah, the stomach pouch.
Yeah, he, like... But he wasn't... I'm picturing this guy's probably a big fat fuck, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, this dude... It's a sci-fi show, obviously. But, yeah, he could, like, put things in his... He had, like, a little thing here he could open up and just hide things in his guts. It was so
that
great.
That was so cool, dude.
Cool stuff.
I want that.
Why are you snorting Xanax, though, dude? Are you serious?
I used to put Xanny bars in my Coke.
What? What does it even do?
It gets a different high.
It's not, though. I don't know. I never liked though. They never really had
I
much.
I like Xanax.
They didn't really do much
I haven't
for me.
Had Xanax in a while.
Yeah, pussy shit.
I would like some.
He also said that, that's so funny that they're underneath the flaps of the bottom section of his stomache. He also said he had crushed the pills in his holding cell in order to snort the drugs. Yeah. Why else would you snort or crush them, you fucking idiot?
Why didn't you just snort them in your holding cell?
I'm crushing them so I can turn them into powder so that they're easier to hold. Oh, okay. I'm holding them for a friend.
Yeah,
it's a friend of mine.
In my fat rolls.
So in jail, he was arrested on a charge of possessing contraband in jail. In addition to the original charge of driving with a suspended.
I'm so disgustingly morbidly obese that I can hide prescription drugs in my fat rolls. Not just the pill, but the whole prescription in the bottle. With the directions on how to use them.
Burger says, I used to love snorting Xanax. MDS says, of course you did. I love our listeners.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Hilton Head, South Carolina. Hit head heard it. Did you guys hear about this plane crash? This is kind of crazy, okay? So, what?
Now cops will have to frisk fat rolls.
I know! Not a good time to be a cop.
How do you pronounce that screen name there, though?
Charlie Clown.
Charlie Clown. Oh, okay. I just didn't see it right.
What were you seeing?
Like,
blah, 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 blah.
Charlick Clown. Like, I was like, what?
All right.
I don't get it.
Okay, so there was an airplane that crashed. This lady, she was at the this oceanfront condo here with a couple friends, and they watched as this small plane came down onto the beach. And there's this jogger on the beach. Now, a beach is, you know what's going to happen here, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. But a beach is a huge fucking area, dude. The chances of your plane burning out, right? And then a guy running and you just like beeline it straight for this dude and just destroy him completely.
Why doesn't he just run the other way? You gotta hear the plane coming behind you, right?
I don't know. Well, you got headphones on too, you gotta be remembering nowadays. Everyone's got an MP3 player.
See,
on
I'm
him.
Picturing him just even, standing there like this going
even in South Carolina hit a herda. You know, everyone's got the them new little newfangled earbuds. Where them there things called.
Shut up, just go on.
Earbuds are there. So she says the plane was flying unusually low, but she doesn't recall hearing any sounds that would have indicated it was having problems. O'Hara says she didn't actually see it hit the ground, but she did see the aftermath, and she was struck by the fact that she could have easily been the one killed. That could have been you.
Yeah.
Quote, in some ways you just feel lucky that it wasn't you, she said. I mean, we walked the beach. How many times?
I would feel lucky to see that happen.
I know. Who did you pay $1 million to that he let you watch that? Because I've been trying, man. Fuck. That's so crazy. She says, we walked the beach how many times since we got here on Saturday? And it's by the grace of God, in a way, that you weren't the one there at the time. Was it really?
Well, I wonder what the guy who got hit thinks about it.
Yeah,
so.
Right? Was it the grace of God that it hit him instead of you? Okay, that
right,
makes sense.
Right.
I mean, God needs people, obviously. Come on. The plane was heading to Virginia from Orlando when it had to make...
Sofu says she'll get skin cancer.
All right,
bitch.
Fair enough.
Serves you right.
Fuck it, eh? When it had to make an emergency landing, investigators say the pilot tried to make it to the airport, but the plane started losing oil and the propeller fell off. So he decided to ditch it on the beach. Why did your propeller fall off, Broham?
Because your plane is a piece of shit.
Right? Like, don't you check that shit? Like, contact. Do we do that still? Do we no?
I don't know.
Check your shit before you're taking it to in the fucking air, dude. That's so crazy. Like, I would have seen that, maybe.
Yeah.
Your propeller fell off just completely. Oh, there goes one. How many propellers does this plane have? Oh, just the one. Oh, okay.
We're just kind of gliding now.
Just kind of coasting now. Oh, there's a guy running on the beach. That looks good.
Yeah,
beep, beep, beep. That's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
So he decided to just ditch it on the beach. Why not? Officials say the victim was a man from Georgia on a business trip who was jogging on the beach. There were two people on the plane, three when it landed. Come on. And they were not hurt. I mean, the one.
Galactor says emergency landing on a jogger.
On a jogger. Come on. All right. And in Cary, North Carolina. Any listeners from there? Are we going to be receiving any hit ahead of her
postcards?
I have
some family in North Carolina.
Awesome. Yep. Are they hit ahead of her?
They're my family.
A little bit, huh? All right. So if you are in North Carolina, Time Warner Cable made an apology to you if you own cable there. Tuesday, they mistakenly showed Playboy preview programming.
Uh-huh.
Say that three times fast. On two, count 'em, not one, but two children's channels. Oops.
Cool.
Oops.
My cousins live over there in North Carolina, and they got kids. I wonder.
What's on TV? Oh, I don't know. Dexter's Lab and some naked bitch eating out another naked bitch. Cool.
Why'd you say no? It's right there.
No, look, Mom. It's on the kids' channel. You said we could watch this. the TWC spokesman, Keith Poston, said, quote, basically, we had a piece of equipment fail.
No shit.
I don't think that's what happened, honestly. Equipment doesn't fail and then insert porn into kids' programming channels.
I think it
I'm
was
sorry.
Someone going, ha ha.
I think perhaps you got hacked.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Show me equipment that fails and shows you porn, okay? I don't think that's the case. And what happened is some previews for the Playboy channel actually got diverted into the preview box on our Kids On Demand channel, 252, and our preschool on demand channel, which is 555. That sounds weird, doesn't it? That sounds like a pedophile's dream. Hey, I want HBO, Skinamax, I want Kids On Demand, and why the hell not, while I'm at it, Preschool On Demand. Doesn't it? Like, that's totally what that reminds me of. Like a pedophile's programming dream.
Pretty much.
While the menu of available children's programming was listed on the left side of the screen, previews showing nude women engaged in explicit conversations played on the upper right, where the previews of children's shows normally would appear.
Galactor says, ha ha ha, Kids On Demand.
I know, that's so... Am I the only one that thinks that's a fucking horrible name for that?
Yes.
Me and all the people on the sex offender list, right?
Yes.
Poston said the explicit content aired from about 6:15 to 8:15 a.m. in parts of Cary, Garner, Morrisville, Hidahurta, Wilson, Goldsboro, Willow Spring, and Johnston County. Quote, took about an hour or so once we were notified of the problem we had it fixed. Poston said it was a technical glitch, and fortunately it hit Hidahurta at the worst possible time on the worst possible channels. Right. Because that wasn't just equipment failure, Broharski. That, I'm sorry, it just so happened to take what was on the Playboy channel and inject it into Kids On Demand and Preschool On Demand, right? Oh, that was totally a glitch. I'm sorry. That's a bullshitter if I ever smelled one. So yeah, it kind of just goes on about the problem, but pretty amusing, I thought. And the last story for tonight, before we call it an evening here, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Maybe two more. Maybe one after this, because that's the one you
shower.
Want.
Do
you...
I smell. All
right. Well, there was a 29-year-old man who got lured by his ex and then sodomized. She told him to come on over.
She was like, I'm going to put my finger in your butt hole.
He got naked and ready for romance at her place, and then two thugs, 116, 120, showed up and fucked him with a broomstick. Okay?
Cool.
So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. You can read on.
That's
don't, if
good.
You break up with a chick, that's it. When I was younger, you could break up with chicks and then go back to them and keep fucking them. That was fine. Nowadays, bitches be crazy. You know?
Yeah.
If you do what I used to do back in the day, now... You're gonna
get with a broomstick.
Absolutely. Broomstick in the poop chute. All right, this one's for you, babe. Kentucky man high on marijuana and drunk on whiskey.
All right.
You notice how they put high on marijuana first, right?
Right.
Wait till you see what he did. Drunk on whiskey, put his 5-week-old son.
Wow.
Where did he put him?
In the oven.
Sunday and left
to bake
and left him there overnight.
Cool.
Yeah, he was smoking weed and drinking. Kid's like, I want to get baked too. He's like, Ha ha ha, I'll put you in the oven. Ha ha ha, now you're getting baked. Ha ha ha.
Oh, God.
That's like what I was talking about during the pre-show, about how any story about weed, everyone's like, looks like this has gone up in smoke. Please,
Nolly's
just...
Undead says, well, how else are you going to get baby back ribs?
That's a good point. That's the only way I can think of. After the oven door was slightly open and the oven was not turned on.
Damn.
Because he also probably forgot to
Maybe
do that.
Maybe it was warm and he couldn't hear the baby cry.
It's a good place, man. That's a good fucking place.
He's like, all right, it's crying.
After, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
After smoking weed at the restaurant where he works as a cook... Larry Long, is that your porn name or is that your real name, Mr. Long? Larry Long, are you serious? He's 33. He returned home to share a fifth of whiskey with the baby. With the baby's mother, Brandy Hatton.
Okay.
Brandy Hatton hit a herda. Hatton McCracken County Sheriff John Hayden said Hatton had 4 or 5 shots and went to bed while Long finished the bottle. At 5:30 the next morning, Hatton awoke to the sound of the baby's cries coming from the oven. He had been in it for several hours. So, don't blame the weed. Maybe blame the fucking whiskey they were drinking. Maybe blame the fact that the mother is horrible because she didn't say shit either, did she?
Uh-uh.
Okay? And then him, like, don't be like, oh, they were stoned and they put their baby in the oven. No, they were drunk and they put the baby in the oven. And then the weed made them maybe forget that the baby was in the oven. But that's not why the baby got in the oven in the first place. Hit her. Let's keep that clear. All right. Emergency crews responded to the scene, transported the infant to a whole local hospital where he was found to be unharmed. The incident was reported to authorities by a psychiatric facility that Long turned to when he learned what he had done. Quote.
He's like, huh?
He
I did what?
I know, right? I was so drunk. I mean, high on pot.
Right?
I wasn't drunk at all. Okay, I was drunk a little bit. Okay, I was really drunk.
I was wasted.
But I was really high on pot, too. I don't know which one did it, so you just figure it out. He actually called a mental health crisis line immediately thereafter and told them that he had done this. And they contacted us, Hayden said. Police arrested Long and charged him with first-degree wanton endangerment on $10,000 bail. He's on Long blamed his actions on the weed, which he believes was laced with a hallucinatory agent, which is why, you know, he fell asleep instead of tripped his fucking balls off, right?
Right.
If weed's laced with something to make you hallucinate, you're gonna know. You're not... Oh, that's so retarded. Please stop blaming it on the pot, you fucking idiot.
Maybe it was laced, and maybe that oven looked like a crib.
Maybe? That's a good fucking point.
It's like, hey, ovens look really like, warm.
Is it just me, or are ovens looking more and more like cribs nowadays?
Well, there's so many jokes, like, oh, you need to put that one back in the oven, let it bake a little
longer. I know. I don't even know where to start with
this. I got a bun in the oven here.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get out of here? We have been receiving your letters about our relationship. I'm not going to read any more on the show, but thank you, guys. We do read them all. I think Danny replies to them. I do, if I have something to say about them. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for that and for keeping with us through all this shit and supporting us and all that. We appreciate it.
That good.
It's good stuff.
It's nice to get outside points of view about it.
Oh,
especially
absolutely.
From people who have gone through it. Like, we got an email from somebody who had actually gone through the same type of shit that we're going through, and she decided to give us some advice, which
okay,
I thought
well, here,
was
I'll
very
read.
Well.
You want me to read that one real quick?
It's a pretty long one. I don't know
well,
if you want
to
read the whole thing.
Basically, it says, I'm a new listener to your show, and I caught the last episode. Funny, I kind of went through the same situation with my now husband a few years back. He's 36. I'm 26, so we have a little bit of an age gap. He wanted it, which is sex, all the time. I didn't. We fought a lot, like you guys have been, and it was constantly an issue. I talked to my doctor, thinking it might be hormones or something. Not the case. He went to a shrink. Didn't really help. ... Finally, I realized it's a total give and take. And then he or she just kind of goes through,
it's
like,
she.
Danny, here's what I think you should do. Basically, relax. You know, you're kind of high strung. Chill out a little bit. Stop thinking of sex as a job. you just need to learn to enjoy it instead of, you know, making it out to be like, oh, fucking job again, that kind of thing. For me, I need to chill out with my childlike behavior and look at Danny as my goddess of girlfriend and not just my best friend. Really try to respect her boundaries and come to her in a little less aggressive way. If she's had a bad day or is in a bad mood, maybe try to talk to her about it instead of trying to get your dick to talk to her, is what that basically says. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
I know you are.
I know it's a hard situation for both of you, and believe me, it took us about 2.5 years to figure out how to get around this issue. It took them as long as we've been together to figure out that shit.
Uh-huh.
We're going to kind of fast track the process because we have all you guys and we can get all this input globally and then apply it and be like, oh, problem solved.
Actually, this advice from this person right now is probably the best advice I've received so far.
Besides from what Keith said, which was to just fuck me more.
No, nope, not even that.
I know.
This is probably the best advice I've ever
gotten. They've actually been there, you know?
Right.
But yeah, we definitely appreciate all the letters. So it says, I really hope I've helped a little. You guys sound like awesome people, and I'd love nothing more than to see you both succeed in your relationship. Lots of love, Tink. P.S. Keep the hilarious shows coming. And the other one is, basically, yeah, you guys need to just either get the fuck out of where you're at and focus more on the art form and not on, like, what, you know, what the bad points are and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you guys, we definitely read those and keep them coming. And definitely thejamhole.com/pobox, send us a postcard from where you're from if you listen to the show, if you like the show. Yeah, just send us a little postcard and let us know that you're listening and where you're at in the world, and we greatly appreciate it. Other than that, you good?
I'm good.
All right, well, email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, of course, where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. Give us a call, or thejamhole.com/Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, all that good shit. You can find it all at thejamhole.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. And thejamhole.com/forums, I think we're going to give the 2 autographed books away through our forums. So you gotta make an account there. It's a Ning based forum. If you have a Ning ID, it will work with our forums. If not, it's free. Just sign up real quick. Just say hi there, and yeah, we'll make a post in there about how you can win an autographed copy of What Do We Do Now. We have 2 copies to give away, one for a dude, one for a chick. And yeah, it'll be a good time. Thejamhole.com/forums takes you there. So other than that, we'll catch you guys back here Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Be careful tonight. Don't go out and get too wasted. Do not
green
fuck.
Beer.
If she doesn't, if you have second thoughts on having sex with her, probably don't, unless you're desperate, then fucking do
and
it.
Or he.
But don't let her stay the night, man. I'm telling you, do not let her stay the night. It won't end well.
This goes both ways.
That's right. Chicks right. And dudes. I'm talking to both of y'all. All right, we'll talk to you guys Friday. Peace.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.